Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. My teaching titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general, and especially Christians, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching, know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a divine covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God and Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation an abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Let's read our four foundational scriptures for this teaching. And please note that for this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy. Verse 5, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle." Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded, and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness. Our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, the punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus. And by his stripes, wounds, we are healed. Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew 8:16-17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with a word, and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah." Verse 17, "So that he fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, he himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." Amen. All of these scriptures and many more like them tell us that Jesus took all sickness, pain, diseases on himself, so that we believers would not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Now, I want to proceed from where I left off last week before I ran out of time. Let's continue our examination of the healing redemptive work that Jesus paid on our behalf. We had just finished reading two passages from Luke. I want to go back and reread the second passage in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 13, I want to read verses 10 through 17, starting with verse 10. It says, "Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had had an illness caused by a spirit, demon. She was bent double and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are released from your illness.'" Verse 13. "Then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood erect again, and she began glorifying and praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd in response, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. So come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.'" Verse 15, "But the Lord replied to him, 'You hypocrites, play actors, pretenders, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? And this woman, a daughter, descendant of Abraham, whom Satan has bond for 18 long years, should she not have been released from this bond on the Sabbath day?'" Verse 17, "As he was saying this, all his opponents were being humiliated, and the entire crowd was rejoicing over all the glorious things that were being done by him, Jesus." Now, family, before we proceed to the next passage, I want to say the following. I am taking the time to read these passages because I don't want you to think that just because I say something, it is true. Now, as a Christian and a teacher of the Word of God, I am going to make every effort to speak God's Word with accuracy and clarity. But I need you, the hearer, to hear the Word of God for yourself. It is vital for each Christian to hear the Word of God, because the scriptures say faith comes by hearing. So I need you to hear these scriptures. I need you to allow those scriptures to penetrate your spirit man so that you can live victorious. The spirit needs to be nourished with the living Word of God. And when you feed the spirit with the Word of God, it will grow strong and mature, and eventually it will act out on what you are feeding it. And in this situation, you are feeding it the Word of God. So in the book of Luke, chapter 13, there are a couple of key verses and passages that I want to expound on, because I want it to be very clear as to Jesus' purpose and plan for us as Christians. So in verse number 10, it says, Jesus was teaching. Remember, teaching is the way to eradicate ignorance of God's word. So if you don't hear the word of God and the promises that he has for you, the great benefits that he has provided for you, how in the world are you going to operate according to his word? So this ministry takes the time to not only share from our heart the Word of God, but specifically read the Word of God so that you can grow in faith. So Jesus was teaching. Verse number 11. It says, there was a woman who for 18 years had had an illness caused by a spirit, a demon. This sickness was not of God. It was not placed to humble her. It was not placed in her to glorify God. That illness came from a demon straight from the pit of hell. So there is no place for a demon in our bodies. No sickness, no disease, no infirmities, no pains. Nothing that is an ill condition should be in our bodies. Verse 12. Now notice what God did, or Jesus the Christ in this case. He said to her, "Woman, you are released from your illness." We have to speak God's word in faith. So when you come against a situation like sickness and disease, and you know what the Word of God says, because we're teaching the Word to you regarding healing, then you're going to have to speak to that ailment. You're going to have to demand in the spirit realm that it leave you. Notice that it says in verse 13, not only did Jesus speak the Word, then he laid his hands on her, and she became erect immediately. And she began glorifying and praising God. Glorifying and praising God. Not glorifying and praising Satan, but glorifying and praising God for her healing. Family, this is something to shout about. We have to believe and then operate in faith with regards to our covenant right to healing. Now, I want to put a little note here, because we still have people in the church, unfortunately, who are religious and are trying to hang on to false traditions, false information with regards to sickness and disease. Notice in verse 14, it says the leader of the synagogue became indignant. In other words, he did not like what Jesus did, and that was to heal a sick woman. And you're going to find people who are religious in every denomination that says, oh no, sickness and disease is to humble you. Sickness and disease is to glorify God. Not true. Those are lies from the pit of hell. So what you want to do is key in on what Jesus did and then mimic Jesus. Let's drop down to verse 15. Jesus replied to those religious false leaders, you hypocrites, play actors, and pretenders. This is what those religious people are then and today. If you find yourself in a place where the individual who was ministering the word of God is glorifying sickness and disease, you need to get yourself up and go to a church where they're teaching the word based on the Holy Bible. Because sickness and disease does not glorify God. Healing and divine health is what glorifies God. There is no sickness or disease in God. That's verse 16. It says, a daughter, descendant of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 long years, has been released. That sickness and disease had left her, and she became whole. Thank you, Jesus. And then the last verse, verse 17, it says, the entire crowd was rejoicing over the glorious things that were being done by Jesus the Christ. Family, it is good news to know that we have divine health and divine healing in Jesus. And we need to operate in those divine health and divine healing if we want to glorify and praise our Lord. All right, let's go to Acts chapter 10, and we're going to read one verse, verse 38. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with great power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Now, I want to key in on this particular phrase because, again, I don't want anyone to think for even a moment that sickness and disease is from our Heavenly Father. It says in the second part of this verse, he, Jesus, went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Again, there is nothing good about sickness and disease. Ill conditions are not from the Heavenly Father. Notice that Jesus went about doing good. He went about healing those that were oppressed by Satan. Satan is the author of sickness, disease, and every other infirmity that comes against man. But if we know our covenant rights in Jesus and operate in faith in accordance with our God-given rights, Satan cannot be successful against us. Let's read another example of Jesus' healing ministry from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, we're going to read verses 23 and 24. Let's start with verse 23. And he, Jesus, went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news, gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people, demonstrating and revealing that he was indeed the promised Messiah. Verse 24. So the news about him, Jesus, spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick, those suffering with various diseases and pains, those under the power of demons and epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them all. Family, I don't know. We have read many scriptures just like this one, I want to make sure that we don't have any confusion in our minds about sickness and disease coming from the pit of hell. So keep in mind, as we read these scriptures, allow your spirit to be engulfed in this glorious word that God has provided for us and the covenant right to operate in divine health and to receive divine healing. So in verse 23, I want to highlight a couple of things. Again, the middle portion of the verse says, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news, gospel of the kingdom. Again, teaching. That's what this ministry is about, because we want to be just like Jesus. He went about teaching, because when you know what the Word of God says, then you have the opportunity to exercise the Word of God in faith. Then also, he went about preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. Now, preaching has to do with sharing the salvation message. And really, that message is to unbelievers, non-Christians. We should preach the good news of Jesus Christ to those who have not yet made a commitment to Christ. But after you are saved, then the next step is to receive teaching, because it's teaching that will give you the information to operate in faith on God's word. Then it goes on to say, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. So if you are a believer and you know what the Word of God says regarding sickness and disease, then the next step is to use or exercise your covenant right and lay hands on the sick, speak the Word of God over individuals who are sick and infirmed. So healing every kind of disease, not just the cold or the headache, but I'm talking about cancer, COVID-19, and everything else that is demonic from the pit of hell. It says every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. Then in verse 24, the last portion says, all who were sick, those suffering with various diseases and pains, those under the power of demons, the epileptics, the paralytics, and he healed them all. So family, we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to operate in stress, anxiety, or fear of anything that comes by way of Satan. But we do need to know what our covenant right, so that we can speak the word over that situation and claim what Jesus has already provided for us through the covenant. So family, rejoice in Jesus. Know that in him you have the authority and power to be just like him and do those things that are positive, those things that will bring life and not death in Christ Jesus. Now, please do not operate in foolishness. Let me say that again. Please do not operate in foolishness. I'm not telling you to disregard healthy living. Remember, I stated in a previous lesson that all of us must obey the good natural laws that govern our physical bodies. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, that includes wearing a face mask and complying with social distancing. Do not give Satan an opportunity to attack your body. It is better to live in divine health and not to have to stand in faith for divine healing. And we can accomplish this by eating healthy, exercising, getting plenty of rest, and drinking water throughout the day. At this time, I want us to read various scriptures that deal with healthy living and how we can avoid sickness and disease by just being obedient to God's word. Let's start by turning to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 17, verse 22. It says, "A happy heart, spirit, is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing, but a broken or crushed spirit dries up the bones." Again, family, I want to highlight that first part of the verse that speaks about what we should be doing as Christians. How can we have a spirit that is happy, so it operates in good medicine? How can we have a joyful mind so it causes healing? Well, the answer is in the Holy Scriptures. If we find out who we are in Jesus Christ and then operate according to His word with faith, then you will have a happy spirit. You will have a joyful mind because you know you got the way of escape if something that is contrary to God's will for you as His child comes against you. So you don't have to be operating in fear, being oppressed, being depressed, being overtaken by Satan and his demonic assignments. Oh, family, I'm so sorry. I see I'm out of time. So next week, please join me as we continue our study on divine healing, our covenant right. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.